103.5 WIMZ, Knoxville's classic rock, and George McFly on the ride home. It's Friday Eve, Thursday afternoon. Your tune's probably the last, well, I'm not going to say that. I was going to say the last beautiful weather day, just because the bottom's going to drop off tomorrow with rain and it's going to be mid-50s. But looked already at the forecast for next week. It's going to bounce back into the upper 60s again. How we love these Cherokee East Tennessee summers in the fall. Right before winter. And speaking of winter and the holidays, Trans-Siberian Orchestra playing the Food City Center again. December 7th goes to Christmas Eve. The best of TSO and more. Got Jeff Plate, drummer of TSO, on the phone.
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's 80 degrees in Knoxville on November 9th today. Where are you at?
We are in Omaha, Nebraska.
What's it doing in Omaha today? Cooler?
God, I'm not even sure.
You haven't been outside yet, have you?
No. I haven't seen a cloud since we've been out here for rehearsals, so the weather's been really nice out here.
That's so cool. Jeff Plate's the drummer of TSO. I compared you, and last time I spoke, I might have mentioned this too, with John Bonham. You hit the drums so hard like Bonzo did, Jeff.
Absolutely. I go back to, what is it, I'm Not Worthy. You know,
yeah, from Wayne's World.
Oh, Wayne's World. Jeez, I couldn't think of the name of it. Yeah. Bonham was just such a master of his craft and set a standard for so many people, so many drummers, you know, probably other musicians too, for that matter. But hey, you know, over the years, I've listened, I've watched, I've kind of developed my own thing, and I'm always flattered to be compared to a lot of these people, but I also try to be very modest about things, and these guys are up on the pedestal for a reason, but I appreciate that.
Bonzo would have loved The Ghost of Christmas Eve, The Best of TSO, and more. Robert and Jimmy would probably love it, too. Have you toured outside the country, Jeff?
We toured in Europe a couple different times. We did a winter tour, the January-February tour there. I believe it was in 2014. And we also did a non-seasonal tour. We did a Beethoven's Last Night tour in Europe, God, 10, 12 years ago.
How long have you been with TSO for?
I began working with Paul O'Neill in 1994. And Paul O'Neill is the man that created Trans-Siberian Orchestra. But at that time, he was managing and producing and songwriting for a band called Sabotage. This was the, you know, when I began working for Paul O'Neill Incorporated, so to speak. The following year, we recorded Christmas Eve, Serial 1224. And once that song took off and became a instant holiday hit, you know, then Paul created the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And I've been there from the very first note.
So I just came up with my top three hardest hitting drummers. Here we go. Bonzo, John Bonham, Jeff Plate from Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and Ronnie Tutt, Elvis Presley's former drummer and Neil Diamond's former drummer.
I know exactly who you're talking about. And God, was Elvis live in Hawaii and Honolulu, whatever it was? There was a live album that my grandmother had. I remember just being a toddler at her house and she would play this music, and I just loved the music and the drumming and the band. You know, the band was really rocking behind Elvis, but man, that's quite a memory. Thanks for that. I appreciate that.
Listen, I was there last year for the first time. It was a mesmerizing, unbelievable experience. It was an experience. It wasn't just a concert. It was something that, yeah, I believe you have to put on a bucket list to experience it once, just to fully comprehend its all-encompassing entertainment value.
It's hard to describe, and you know, I'm obviously asked this question a number of times, you know, what is the show like, etc. You know, my best answer is come see us, because there really is so many different elements to what we do within the show, and this was Paul O'Neill's plan. You know, his vision was to create something that was really all-encompassing, you know, not just sonically and musically, but he wanted something that you were going to sit in your seat and look at and be blown away. The man certainly accomplished that, and that's why TSO is still growing today.
I can't wait to see you again this year. December 7th at the Food City Center, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. TSO brings us the Ghosts of Christmas Eve. They're back with the Best of TSO and more. Drummer Jeff Plate, thanks for sharing your story, and can't wait to see you again this year, man.
Thanks, George.
Appreciate you. Good people. For all the info on tickets, go to WIMZ.com.